Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and we are here, thank God, for another year, the beginning of another year. I'm telling you, it's just absolutely wonderful. Getting started with a new year. I'm feeling good about it, loving the way things are going. And just want to thank God for all that He's doing and allowing to happen in my life. Father God, we just thank You this morning for the opportunity to enter into a new year, 2013. We know that Your time is not man time, but according to the calendar in which we are here on this earth, the living within, we thank You for an opportunity for new ideas, new growth, new experiences, new relationships, new challenges, because all of them make us who we are, and most of them will focus our attention on You to see what You want us to do. Sometimes we have to go through something in order to really get our focus on You. And we appreciate all because we know as Your children, we're protected and nothing can happen to us. Nothing can harm us unless we allow it to be. So as long as we stay focused on You, we're protected and guided. And I just thank You, Father. I'm excited about the new year, the blessings that are just pouring down upon me and all the people that are around me. This morning I ask that blessings just flow out throughout mothers and daughters around the world as it penetrate through their families, touching the fathers and the sons. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, great, great, great day. I thank you for joining me this morning. You know, like I tell you, I can't do these things without you. It makes all the difference in the world when you are here and I'm here and we exchange energies through our words. Now, that's what we are looking at, the possibility of exchanging words which contain thoughts which will manifest into your mind. It's like that seed. That word is the seed. Well, something is inside that word. You know, that seed has to have something on the inside. So when it opens up, what do you have? With the word, just think of the word as like a little flower. When it opens up, it has the inside, the smell, whatever is it was created to be, will be on the inside of it. And therefore, our thoughts, when we send that word out to someone, our thoughts are inside those words. And we can say words are containers to carry our thoughts. And once a seed is planted in someone else's mind, hopefully they're going to harvest what you intended for it to be. You know, sometimes, you know, that's a whole nother show. Things don't seem to be interpreted way in which, you know, you send in a rose and they sometimes get a thorn. You're like, how did that happen? That's not what I sent. All right? There again, like I say, another show. Today, for the newcomers that are coming on, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, with an exciting new year ahead of us here for mothers and daughters around the world, literally around the world. We are creating and working on programs that is going to help heal, motivate, strengthen the love, the trust, the bond between mothers and daughters around the world. We're no longer mother and daughter as we used to be. We are new and improved. So keep your eyes out, keep your ears open. You don't want to miss the things that we'll be doing this year. and it's already kicking in so fast that we are trying to hold on to make sure that we do it right. So, you know, you're going to get the benefits, we're going to get the benefits, we're all going to enjoy this journey together. So be sure to connect your caboose to our train. Is that the way they say it? So when we get to the station, we're all there together. I know y'all say, well, what is she talking about? She's just all over the place. I'm excited. I am so excited. I know the time that I've gotten on here and sometimes just barely making it through the conversation. But I'm excited because I see and I know things that are going to be revealed to you in the next few weeks. So I want you to be excited, okay? You can call us at 347-539-5078. And you can join us via the Blog Talk Radio by going on your computer and going to www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can listen to us on the computer. Many people do that as well. Sometimes they're working and they just plug us in and sit back and listen as they're doing what they're doing, or some people just don't want to call in. But we thank you for being there. Let's see what we're doing today. Our stimulating topic today, mothers and daughters starting all over again. This is a new year. It's 2013. Let's not take 2012 into 2013. I know you say, well, Dr. Fletcher, it's easier said than done. No, it's not. You can change your mind in a split second. And things can be different. It fast came up. If you want to stay where you are, you can focus your mind on that. Or you can say, you know what? This has not worked for me. I've lived through this in 2012. I didn't like it. Didn't feel good. Hasn't worked for me. So why go into 2013 carrying those same feelings? Why not change your mind right now? Just say, I'm going to change my mind, and I'm going to be happy. I'm going to live a prosperous, joyful life starting right now. That's all you got to do and mean it. And things will change. The moment you say it, the moment you believe it in your heart, things change. Now, will you see it change right beside you? Maybe not. But this is not magic. You got to work on it. Once you decide it, then everything you do has to focus on what your decision was, that I'm no longer going to be the person I was in 2012. I'm going to be a new and improved person for 2013. That's my motto. I am new and an improved. We can't think about all the mistakes that we've made. We can't change them. And I'll be the first one to put it out there. If there's anybody I've hurt your feelings or said anything or done anything wrong, I am sorry. I send you love and peace and joy because 2013, I am new and improved. I can't go back and fix it. What I can do is start here and go on. And that's what I've chosen to do. Because being all depressed, being all wrapped up in negative thoughts, allowing Satan to plant seeds in my mind that is actually harvesting some ill feelings and thoughts that, well, I don't have this and this is not working and I'm like, God, when you coming? How did that work for you? You still didn't get anything basically in that negative form. You were just absolutely wearing yourself down. So why not say, you know what? Let's try something different. 2013, you know, let's just do it. Be like we were when we were kids. When you were a kid, you would just use your imagination and you would pretend that you were a doctor, a lawyer, a mommy, a teacher. You know, you would pretend that you were that person, and all of a sudden, you was really that person. So why don't we just say, we're going to just pretend. You know, most of us heard the thing said, you know, the phrase, fake it till you make it. Well, you know, that's not a bad thing. Sometimes people say, well, you know, that's being hypocritical. No. Fake it till you make it, to me, means tell your mind what is not, but what you expect. And what is that? What does that remind you of? It's what God says. That's how you build faith. You believe in things that is not really physically in your possession right now. But you say to yourself, I believe that's going to be. And you hold on to that. And every time something comes along and says, no, that's not going to happen, you say, oh, yes, it will. Because that's my faith. And I believe it. And God says, whatever I say, I can have. If I say it and believe it in my heart, so what? Here I am. I'm deciding who I'm going to be in 2013, the new and the improved Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. New and improved. If you want to stay the old, unimproved, same person, there's nothing I can do about it. But I'm going to get on this radio program starting this day, and you're going to see and you're going to hear the new and improved. Because I'm going to call those things as though they are. I don't care what it looks like in my life. I am new and improved. And because I said I'm new and improved, that I am. I am what I say that I am. If you listen to my messages, sometimes on my voicemail, you hear, you are who you say you are. And if you keep saying who you are, God doesn't lie. Your mind will transform into that person, and you will become that person, and you'll look up and say, wow. Because it's like putting a frog in a pot. The water is warm. He won't know the difference. And it'll gradually, gradually, gradually heat up. And before you know it, it's boiling. But if you put a frog in boiling water, he's going to jump and holler and carry on because what? Major. See, change comes gradually. Live in it. Move with it. Embrace it. Call it. Fight for it. Because it's not going to come easy to you. You know, that's the thing I had to learn is that you can say it. Don't mean it's going to pop up the next minute. Because once you say it, and once you believe it in your heart, then the enemy is going to try to steal it. That's his job, is to come and steal, to kill and to rob you. What is he going to rob you of? He's going to rob you of your thoughts. He's going to come into your mind and try to steal that word that you planted before it can manifest into that thought which will give you a vision, because he knows if he can't get it before you get the vision, it's going to come true. So he's going to steal it right between the time when you speak the word and before you can develop the thought. That's his chance right there. But if you can keep doing it, he's going to keep trying to steal it, but you got to keep doing it. Keep doing it, and all of a sudden that word is going to zap right into a thought, a complete thought, and then you're going to see something in your mind's eye, and all of a sudden you're going to have a vision of the reality of possibilities, and you just say, that's it. I believe it. I receive it. That's me right there. Nothing can stop it until you go to that, well, I asked God last night, nothing has happened today, and it's already 9 o'clock. See, you just erased everything. You can't do that. So we're going to start all over again, mothers and daughters. We're going to forget the past. We're just going to think about where we are right now, this moment. And this is not only for mothers and daughters. This is for everybody. This is for your husband. This is for your sisters, your brothers, your friends, your coworkers. Because the person that really is being destroyed is the person that's carrying the burden. Because other people just move on. You think, oh, that's that and the other, and you're carrying it around, and you're talking about it every day, and, you know, you're sad, and your emotions going up and down, and then you just decide, well, you know, and then next thing you know, you're angry, and you're just wearing yourself down, destroying your organs. And the person that you're thinking about and doing all these things about in your mind, carrying all these thoughts, they're not even thinking about it. They're living their life and they're going on. They don't even know that you're thinking that you're in that thought form. So you're having a party by yourself. So today, mothers and daughters, we're going to say 2013. A gentleman told me this past week, one of my clients, that 13 kept popping up to him, just popping up. And he said, why is it that 13 keep coming up? Something bad's going to happen? So he went to the internet and he put in 13. What does it say about 13? And he said, of course, it came up negative. But then he said, no, let me see, what does the Bible say about 13? And it came up that this is the year for God's promises. This is the year for restitution. I said, well, let's take that one. It don't have to be the year 13 for that, because God promises every day. But why not just accept that? That's good. It's a good thought. It's a thought that you would like to transcend into, to just make a transformation to something good. Why not? Make it your year. You can call those things that are not. So say, 2013, this is my year. Everything that was taken from me will be restored. All the desires of my heart will manifest. Because what? Because I said so. Because this is my year. This is the new and improved Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. We're going to have some fun this year. I have a wonderful staff, ladies that have worked with me. We are having fun. We see it unfolding. But don't you think for a moment, how many times have we all, individually and group, as a group, sit back and think, you know, oh God, this is not going to happen. We're tired. Oh, Lord. But just when we thought, we're not going to end up at the station, we want to stop somewhere on this journey, using the train as a metaphor, before we got to the station, the train picked up, developed a speed, we had a new conductor, and all of a sudden, we ended up at the station. You know, it's not good to get off before you get to the station. Is that the end of the journey? No, not the end of the journey. That means we're just going to get off the train, take our bags, and now we're going to enter into the world of new beginnings. So I'm speaking to you mothers and daughters out there, and I'm not trying to be all cliche, and as my sister say to me sometimes, being all deep. You can call it what you may, but I refuse to live in the same mindset that I lived in 2012. I'm just not going to do it. I didn't even know what I was going to talk about until 10 minutes before the show. Did I write it down? I didn't get to write one word down. I do like to put some notes down. That didn't happen. And as I was doing my studio stuff, it says, the show today is starting all over again. Now, you know what I thought about, that song, starting all over again. I don't want to sing to you because everybody's going to put their phones down. But that's you know, Satan tried to be slick. He brought that song right into my head, you know, and it started playing. So I put the front to it, mothers and daughters starting all over again. We have a lot of exciting things that's happening this year. I want you to go to the Mother and Daughter Bonding website, www.mdbn.org. That's www.mdbn.org. Stands for Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, but it's the initiative. Go there, look at the calendar. We have boot camps this year. We have the Mother and Daughter Golf Tournament this year. I don't even have it in front of me. We have the Mother and Daughter Appreciation this year. We have the Mother and Daughter Gala this year. We have the Mother and Daughter Cruise this year. And I'm trying to think what else is in there. Oh, we have the grand opening for the television show. The magazine will be done. Everything, this is the first weekend in March. We're going to have the red carpet. We're trying to do some things in January, but I had have to listen to the people that advised me. And it says, well, we already planned for March. Let's stick to March. That's Women's Month, the first weekend. Have everything there. Now, the show, the television show, will air the first week in February. So you're going to be looking at the television show, Ask Dr. Bessie, the week of February, the month of February. And then we'll have the grand opening and whatever you want to call it, the red carpet, the first weekend in March. So it's an exciting year. We got a lot of things happening. A lot of people are coming to the table to make it happen. And all I'm doing is sitting back and watching it unfold. I used to get in the mix and then all of a sudden want to, you know, make it happen. I got to make it happen. Once you relax and realize that you can't make anything happen, but your faith can, you don't have to work physically. Let your faith work for you. And just say, God, you know what? I trust you. It's your plan. You designed me. You made me for one reason. And that is to use me to glorify your kingdom here on earth. And God just showed me, he says, I made you so that you would give me permission. See, God is not going to just come into you and take over your body and your mind. He won't do that. Because he's made totally out of love. But what he will do is sit patiently and wait on you to come and accept his son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. Now, when you do that, you invite him to come into your heart. See, Jesus is not going to come until you invite him inside. Now, once he's inside, stop trying to control. That's where we mess up. We invite him in. What are you inviting him in for? To sit and listen to your mess? Watch you eat things that you shouldn't eat? To be abused inside of you and with your thoughts. You're inviting them in to change you, to renew your mind. You're inviting them in to start all over again. Not to just enjoy your mess. The purpose of inviting them in is to start all over again. And do we make mistakes when he's inside of us? Yes, we do. I do, too. And I often say this. I've been using this for a long time. I mess up, make mistakes, and I go back and say, Lord, I'm so sorry. Can we just start all over again? And I get this peace, like, yeah. And then we'll start again. I'll mess up, do something. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. That's why we have Jesus. I always say, thank God for Jesus, because he is the connector. We're connected to Jesus, and Jesus is connected to the Father. That's why he said, you can't get to me unless you come through the Son. Now, what is that? That's through your mind. Your mind is connected to Jesus' mind, and Jesus' mind is connected to God. So now we have an opportunity to start all over again. Every day is a new beginning. That's why we're not supposed to worry about yesterday or tomorrow. He says, stay in the moment. So with that being said, mothers and daughters, I'm saying to you, and I'm not trying to preach to you, I'm not trying to make you do, I'm just trying to tell you what's on my heart, that God has placed it on my heart. We suffer because we choose to suffer. We are in lack because we choose to be in lack. And I know that may be hard for some people to receive at this moment. And if you think about it, when Jesus said it is done, it was done. Everything that you need, you have. And I know you know that. You have it. Yeah, but I don't feel it. I don't see it. No, it's because your mind has to receive it first. You got to believe it. It's all about faith. Once you believe, only thing God wants us to do is believe in him. Believe in his word. And in his words are his thoughts. And once you connect your mind with his thoughts and your thoughts and his thoughts, there's a manifestation going on. And nothing can stop that. You can't disconnect from it. It's like when we're talking about on the train. You can't just disconnect and come back and connect and go and then decide, well, Lord, what's taking you so long? Because every time we disconnect and connect back, which I say we could start all over again, that's exactly what it is. You're starting all over again. So that's why it seems like we're never getting what we ask for, because we connect, we disconnect, and we start all over again. Instead of just putting your hooks in and holding on, taking that imaginary rope and wrap it around your arms, and you lock your hands around it, and I don't care which way the wind blows, I don't care what Satan say. I don't care what it seems like. If you just hold on, you may be going to the left, to the right. You may be all over the place. But if you just hold on, he's going to take you right through that storm. And whatever that desire and that dream of your heart, you're going to land right in the midst of it. It will happen. And the only thing that can stop it is you, is that you unravel your hand, take the rope off your arm, and decide, I'm tired. I'm so tired of this. I just can't go through this no more. I'm done. Well, you just disconnected. That's what we do with our children, our daughters, our mothers. We say the word, I'm tired. She's getting on my nerves. I can't stand it. You know, I can't fool with that girl anymore. I don't even know what to do with her. But if you wrap your arms around and hold on to the words that God has given you, because if you know you put what you're supposed to put in that child when she's small, she's coming back. If you know that your mother's not who she's supposed to be, and you wrap your hands around the hands of God and that rope and you hold on, your mother's coming back. But you can't disconnect. And starting all over again will wear you out. Starting all over again will break down your mind, and that's what Satan wants. He wants you. His job is to talk you out of it. Oh, it's not going to work for you. I don't know why you think it's going to work for you. Well, I see it working for other people. Well, that's not you. Then if you ever get into a conversation with Satan, you're going to lose. You're going to lose because he is the great conversationalist. But if you get in a conversation with God and every time Satan come up, you say, get thee behind me, I rebuke you, use what God say to use, please. I always tell him, why would God tell you something to tell me? It's just that simple. God is not going to tell Satan one thing to tell you. And if it's not a good word, if it's not a word that's going to bless you, that's going to help you in your mother and daughter relationship, disregard that word because that's not of God. Come on now. God built you. You know him. If you are a Christian, mother or daughter, you will know his voice. You will feel it in your spirit. And if you say that, I think I know, I'm not sure, you need to spend more time with God. Because nobody can tell you. I have clients. Well, how do you know when you hear God? I don't know how you would know. I know how I know. I know when he speaks to me. I've had clients say to me, well, I hear you talk about God talking to you all the time. Well, he never talks to me. Well, that's your relationship. That's why it's a personal relationship. And I tell them, that means you got to talk to him more. I tell them some techniques that you can use just by sitting in front of your altar, being still, being quiet. Speak, stop, listen. Speak, stop, listen. Because what you're fighting for, he's talking to you. You're fighting to get rid of the voice that the enemy is trying to pretend. He will try to pretend that he is God speaking to you. But when God speaks to you, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in the pits of your belly, your soul, something that just stopped moving around inside of you. But you have to develop that for yourself. Once you've done that, now you got a conversation. Hold on to that conversation with God. Talk to him all day. Who else do you need to talk to? You don't need to talk to anybody else. Just talk to God. Trust no man. I tell my clients, you know, I tell you what I feel God is telling me to tell you when we're in session. And thank God, I've heard things the majority of the time. When I give it to him, we see the change. It's not me, it's the Holy Spirit. But don't trust me. You go to God for yourself. That's what I'm saying. You have to go for yourself. You have to make sure. He tells you trust no man. So, you know, I fall in that category. Don't trust me. Trust God. So that's where we are. I'm hoping that you're out there, that you're listening, and that this conversation right here, or this information that I'm sharing with you, because I'm not in conversation talking to anybody, but that it is absolutely touching some part of your mind and your spirit, because it's all over me. I can feel it. This is the year for new beginnings, new renewals of the mind. Just relax and redesign yourself. You can create whoever you want to be. Just by laying back, saying it, feeling the thought, seeing the vision. You can't have it if you don't see it, because you won't know how to recognize it when it comes. If you haven't seen it, you won't know it. So it takes time. You know, and people don't want to do the work. This is not easy. Don't think for a moment it's easy for me. A lot of times, Dr. Fletcher, it just looks so easy. People look at me and they think that, things just work so easy for her. No, you don't really know me. And I choose not to allow Satan to get any joy of anything that he does. I try to do in my life. He ain't doing anything. He's trying. I just don't give him any power for it. So therefore, it's going to look effortlessly in my life. It's going to look like everything is coming up roses, because they are. That's the mindset I have. I'm just not going to pay attention to the other things that are happening around me. And that's the way you have to look at it. You walk out, your head high, your shoulders back, your confidence on, and your hand wrapped around Jesus' hand, that I am going out today. I'm protected. Anoint your children. Nothing can touch you unless you disconnect. So this year, I just believe that God has placed on my heart, that's going to be the focus of what we do this year. is staying connected and redesigning ourselves. Wow, that reminds me of something. The ladies that work with me, they recognize this. It just hit me as I was saying it. That's the whole new program for, wow, I'm blown away right now with my own stuff. Mothers and daughters, redesigning your mother and daughter relationship. That's what we're going to be doing all year. I'm going to open the lines up. Let me see if there's anything I missed here. Like I said, I'm just going with what's coming out of my heart. And, again, the topic for people that are coming on is mothers and daughters starting all over again. If your mother and daughter relationship is not working, if it's something in it that you feel that needs to be improved, then why not just do like you do with the when you're a little kid and you draw a picture and you say, you know what, I don't like that picture. What do? You turn the pencil over to the eraser and you just erase. And you erase it and erase it and erase it. And then you take your hand and you smooth it out, get all the eraser stuff off of it, and you blow it and clear it all up. And you see a little spot there and you erase that. And every little thing, so you hit the paper just clean, clean, like you just can't even see it. It's gone. You know, go back into your childlike mind. That's why God said, unless, you know, you be like a child, it'll be hard to enter to the kingdom. You know, go back to the simple thing. You know, when I was a child, I would erase that. So that's what we're going to do as adults. We're going to go back to our childlike mind, 2013. We're just going to erase all this other stuff. We don't want this on there in our lives. Let's just look at it. My mother and daughter relationship is not good. Let's just erase it. Now, we have a clean slate. Now what you going to do? Let's start all over again. Let's start drawing out and looking at and thinking about it. And you say, you know what, I like this, and this is what I want, and I want this, and I want to take this out, and I want to bring this in. And yeah, everybody has their own pieces of paper that you can erase, put on. That's what God gave you. He gave you the opportunity to choose. What an unselfish God. He could have made us to do only what he wanted us to do. But no, he made us out of love. And love is unselfish. Love will forgive. Love will make you start all over again. See? And that's why he says, in this hand is death, and this hand is life. And he tell you, you choose. He's telling you, you can choose. And then he goes a step further, just in case, if Satan try to put something in your mind, he says, no, I'm going to give you a big hint. Choose life. So that's what we're doing for 2013. We are going to choose life. Anytime you're in a negative thought, you are siding with Satan. Satan is in that dark life that's just going to keep you burdened down. That is not God. That is death. So if nothing else, every time you get depressed, every time you get to thinking something evil or negative about somebody, just think, you're dying. You are dying with those thoughts. On the other hand, you want to live, you think of all the good, the happy, the joy, the love, the peace. And all you're doing is living. You can feel the difference in that just by me saying it. I just crossed over from that deep, dark side and then over here, just in my words, just in that part of the presentation right there, it's like, wow, it's so much lighter over here. Being deep and trying to make somebody feel sorry for you, telling you little sad stories over and over again, you're dying. That's death. But if you can rejoice and thank God and praise him and Look at all the good things that he's done. Just focus on all where what you went through and saw God brought me through that. Lord, I didn't think I was going to make it. But I knew I had my hands in his hands, and I knew I was going. He was going to bring me out. And you look back, you came out of that. Doesn't mean there's not a storm up ahead of you. God allow you to go through the storm just to see if you're going to trust him. This is a faith walk. This is a walk that you got to hold on and double wrap and know that you know that you know that you're going to make it through. Don't slow up and don't die along the way. So I'm going to open up the lines and hopefully somebody will talk to me and we'll take this to the next level. Hopefully I haven't looked at the switchboard, so I don't know who's there. Hopefully Sandra G's there, Cynthia Oliver and Janice Paldo, my co-host for the show this year. We're looking for some co-hosts that want to come on and be a part of the show. We can add to it. You want to be a part of it. But I'm looking for commitments. I'm looking for someone who's going to be on the show and actually help bring something to the table. So if you want to be a part of it, you want to share, you want to co-host the show, this year I'm going to have to really, really train some people because of the television show. And we're redesigning. We didn't get it all done for today, the face of this particular radio show. But I'm praying and hoping that all of this is completed by next weekend. And you should hear and experience a whole new show. So with that being said, let me go to the switchboard. I'm excited. Let's see. Wow. Let's go here. Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning, Dr. Fletcher?
I am great. I really, really am. But a new day, new beginning.
Amen. Amen. Happy New Year, first of all, to our listeners. And again, like you said, it's an exciting new beginning, and it all comes down to choice, choosing to take the challenge and to change your mindset and to change what you believe. One of the things I always say when we're working with ladies, what you believe is so much more important than your present circumstances. And so if you want your life to change, you got to change what you believe. It is our belief system that keeps us in the negative. And so when we decide to do that, we're going to be all right, no matter where we are, no matter what continuum we're on in life. If you just believe that where you're headed is so much more important than where you are, everything is going to be all right, even in the present moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It is it's all about mind renewal, you know. And sometimes when I'm talking to people and they say, "Oh, yeah, it's not so easy to change your mind," I'm like, "When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you change your mind right then and there. It was a split second. Boom, it was done. It was changed."
And not only that, Dr. Fletcher, nobody ever said it was going to be easy. People need to get out of the mindset of easy, because nothing worth having is easy.
Right.
But Jesus walked the 3 years, and then crucifixion wasn't easy, but he was determined to get there. And so he made up in his mind that he was here for the purpose of our Lord, our Father, and so he made a decision to go through it regardless. Yeah, he asked that God remove the cup if he would, but if not, your will be done, not mine. And so it's not easy, and nobody ever said it was going to be easy. And so when we get on board with that, again, we're going to be okay, because it's
right.
It comes down to decision.
Oh, yeah. And the thing of it, it comes down to, do you believe me? Do you trust God? You know, God, do you trust me? You know, and of course you're going to be tested. Jesus was tested. He was tempted. But it came down to what? Do you trust me?
Do you trust me?
You know, and
it's not even easy to trust somebody. It's not even easy to trust God when you can't see what's happening and you can't, everything looking crazy. It's hard to trust. But again, you have to choose to trust him.
Yeah, I like that. We just said everything looking crazy. It looked real crazy. You'd be like, what in the world?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not living in here. This is death over here. I'm choosing life. You got when you see it, and that's something that I think most people can relate to, looking crazy. Everything seems to be happening. Well, what in the world? Today has just been a day when everything seems to be going wrong. You know what? Think about it. You're talking. You're walking. You're standing. As you make that statement, everything is right. Because you
yeah.
could not have been there. You could have been in the hospital. And I always tell, like when we're talking, I tell my daughter, I said, just think about it. Your kids are healthy. No, you may not have what you think you need to have at the moment, but God is allowing this to happen because he's trying to train you up and grow you up to help better work for the kingdom. So I thank God for every moment of inconvenience that happened, he allowed to happen to me, because if he didn't, I would not have the relationship that I have with him. I would not be able to do the work that he wants me to do.
Amen. And it deepens your appreciation for life when you go through and come. And yeah, we still going through. But guess what? We know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel if we just hold on and stay the course. And it's a challenge to stay the course. But
yeah.
How bad do you want it? Because that determines whether you're going to stay the course or not.
Right. And it's like David, you know what I mean? Man after God's own heart. He made a mistake. But what did he do? He went back and said, Lord, you know what? Let's start all over again. And my words, just summing it up, let's start all over again. And that he still was, you know, maybe not got back in the same spot, but he still died, you know, in honor. All right, well, I got
Amen.
Another call.
Okay, thank you so much for allowing me to share. Have a
Thank
great day.
You. Thank you. Happy New Year's. Wonderful things. I'm going to say this before you go, because you're aware of some of the things that are happening. It is so exciting. I just want the audience to know that they are going to really enjoy embracing their mother and daughter relationship this year in 2013. God is going to reveal wonderful things. We're going to share wonderful things. They're going to learn techniques. They're going to listen. They're going to process. And once you do that, we are healing the world, because every generation is at stake of where we are now. The next generation mothers are dependent on us to help nurture and clean up some of the mess that has taken place. So thank you for being a part of it. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Love you as well. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Me. Bye-bye. Good morning. This is my co-host, Janice. How you doing, Janice?
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. 2013, starting all over again. What are your thoughts on that?
I thank God that, you know, we have another opportunity to begin all over again. And I just thank God that as we go into this new year, not to take if there's any hurts or unforgiveness or anything that anyone may be going through, that we search our hearts and we make peace with that person. We ask God to forgive us so we can move on, because you can't move on until you have peace, until things are cleared and, you know, forgiveness has taken place. And as we go into this year, making our goals, and we can, as you say, we can ask God to and speak it and ask God to bless it. But we as an audience, we have a part to play as well, because the Bible tells us to write the vision, make it plain, but he also tells us in the word, faith without work is dead. So if you make a decision to say you're going to lose 20 pounds this year, you have to do something. You have to apply yourself, eat right, exercise, even though it's still in the mind. But God still leaves us a certain amount of responsibility that we have to doing the natural, and he puts his supernatural on it, and that's when the manifestation comes. So this year, I make a list. I've started on mine, some goals. And, you know, even if you have to start off with little bitty things, find a scripture, find a word, pray, seek God, what word he would give you to apply towards your goal. He may give you several words from his, several scriptures, from his word to apply. I remember when I was trying to believe in God for my house, and I went into him in prayer, and he gave me Ephesians 3:20, which says, he is able to do above and exceedingly whatsoever I could ask or even think. And as you take that scripture, don't just take it, the word he gives you, and just say it every now and then. Let it become a part of you, and that word will manifest. It will become tangible. It'll consume you. And that's and then that's when you know it's really working, because whenever that fear will come up or you feel that doubt that you can't do it, that word will come out of your belly. It'll be that living water, that living bread that'll come up out of your belly, through your mouth, out of your spirit, and it just explodes. So keep in mind, we can go to God, we can make our petition, we can say it, but we also have to also apply ourselves, be determined, as Cynthia just said, and God will manifest.
That is so true. I think a key element, if you don't mind me sharing, about the boxes, can I do that?
Yes.
Okay. For the listening audience, you know, when she said she was believing God for her house, not only did she believe God, and like she said, you got to do something. See, we want to ask and we want to sit down. We want God to serve us. We keep forgetting we are the servants. You know, ask, sure you can have, but you got to do something. And you got to put something in motion. And what most people don't want to do is put it in motion. Now, the thing that really impressed me with Janice's conversation with God and her vision of what she wanted is that she says, okay, one day it hit her. I'm just going to pack everything up. She packed every dish. She packed everything up and boxed it up. And it sat there in her house because she was waiting. Because she was waiting. It's like the prince and the bridegroom coming. She had her lamps filled with oil. She was ready. All she was waiting on was a manifestation of directions to her house. And once she got that, she was ready. All she had to do was load her boxes on and go. And how long was it? 2 years you had your boxes packed?
It was 2 years. I packed everything except a couple of plates and pots, just everything that I, just the immediate stuff that I would need. I even packed my clothes. And I just stood because I said, Lord, I know you're going to do it. I don't know when, but that's when you got to push. And you got to have radical faith. You know, you got to see it when nobody else did, because my kids thought I lost my mind. And I said, Lord, I just want to be ready. And when it came time, I didn't know it was going to take 2 years, but I was determined I wasn't going to unpack, because the most of the stuff I had packed, I wasn't using it anyway. So like Dr. Fletcher said, when it came time for me to move, all I had to do was put the boxes on the truck. I mean, it was no, I mean, they were packed and ready and sealed. So you have to have radical faith. You got to have the kind of faith that nobody sees but you, for your children, for your marriage. That's when it comes in, when the Bible talk about you got to press to the mark of the high calling, and you got to keep pressing no matter what it looks like. You got to get up and pray and intercede and bind the enemy and have what you call radical faith.
I'm telling you, I was a witness. I went there and I saw the boxes. She's like, well, you know, you're coming by, because it was the first time I visited her.
at boxes all over the place. I'm like, honey, I am so excited to see those boxes because it gave me faith. I was believing with her, and I'm telling you, to this day, I'm like, wow, that is strong faith. God cannot deny you when you trust him like that. I'm going to put everything up, and I'm going to wait. It was like you put it up, and you stood in the door, and you just looking from the left to the right. I know you're coming. You just didn't know when, you know? And that's mothers and daughters is what I'm trying to get across to you. 2013, pack up. Pack up all your garbage. Pack up all that stuff that you've been carrying all these years. If you're 40 years old, pack up all the garbage you have for 40 years. Seal it. Throw some down the garbage disposal. Throw all the stuff away and say, you know what? I'm going to get new boxes, new things. I'm going to have a renewed mind and keep it moving. You've got to do that in order to make it. You've got to do that in order to achieve the desires of your heart. It is not going to come to you easy. You got to fight Satan 100% all the way. And that means what? You got to do something. You got to fight him. You got to tell him no. And you got to stand in order to get through. So when we see individuals look like they got it easy, if you see your home, it's absolutely a gorgeous home. God didn't come with no mess. He came with the very best. And I told her, I said, God showed me a home. And he said, you want to have a home that people are going to marvel after and say, how did she get that home? Because God, when he gives you something, you better believe nobody can take it away from you. And you better believe it's going to be good. So we're going to use that as our motto today. Pack up. Get ready. And let's start all over again. Look at your daughters and your mother and your relationship. Perfect relationship, you're not going to have that. So let's just go ahead and pack that up and put it in a box and label that. No perfect mother and daughter relationship. Put all them thoughts in there. It's not going to happen. You got to work on it. You got to decide that I'm going to work on my mother and daughter relationship. Because if you don't decide you're going to work on it, guess what? 2014 come, and if the Lord bless you and the Lord tarries his coming, what happens? You're going to be looking and thinking like you did in 2012, in 2013, and then you got 2014. That's to make another year, but you're bringing your same old mess. And then you're wondering why you can't enjoy the fruits of the land, why I'm not in why I don't have the money, that I don't have the house, and why I don't have the car, and Lord, why you ain't come by and see me? You're like, I'm here with you. I'm here. I'm living in your mess. You can't do me for doing Satan. You can't praise me because you're doing what? Praising Satan. You don't realize that's what you're doing. Maybe it's not to your conscious level. But if you ain't praising God, it ain't but two. You're praising Satan. So if you're not having peaceful thoughts and you're not ready to just jump off the building in joy and no worries about your bills, your food, where you're going to live, eat, where, then you're not celebrating God. You're on that edge of death. So I'm saying to you, live. Choose life. And let's start all over again. I want to start all over again with you, and I hope that you start all over again with me this year. Tell your friends, I need you to bring mothers and daughters to the table. You get up and you listen to me. Bring a mother and daughter. Next week, let's see if we can bring at least two mothers and daughters to the table, two mother and daughter teams. If everybody would just bring two mother and daughter teams, do you know how many people we can affect? Because everybody knows so many people. You have friends and other mothers and daughters. So I'm challenging you. Bring two mothers and daughters to the round table next Saturday. Love you. God bless you. And we just entered into a new. We just started all over again. I love you. God bless you. And I'll see you here at the round table.
where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. But remember, your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions will manifest into reality. If you don't like where you are, simply change what you say. That's the new beginning. Bye-bye.